A planned Democratic presidential debate to be broadcast on Fox News is drawing criticism from Democratic Party activists. The debate is being sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus Institute. The activists charge that Fox regularly disses African Americans and Democrats. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that three of the leading Democratic presidential contenders now say they won't take part.
The Congressional Black Caucus Institute is the educational arm of the CBC, and it sponsored presidential debates for both parties in the run-up to the 2004 election. It plans to do the same in the upcoming campaign, with the first scheduled for September in Detroit. That debate is to be carried by the Fox News Channel, which carried one of the debates in the last campaign. This time around, though, some Democrats aren't exactly embracing the proposal.
The problem is that in partnering with Fox to host something as important as presidential debates, they're legitimizing Fox as a news outlet when they're not.
James Rucker is executive director of colorofchange.org, an online advocacy group for African Americans, which is pushing the CBC Institute to rethink its plans to allow Fox to air its debate. The reason, Rucker says, is that Fox is hardly fair and balanced when it comes to covering African Americans.
And we believe specifically that no network that implies that Senator Barack Obama is a terrorist, that calls black churches cults, and uses the occasion of Coretta Scott King's funeral to call black leaders racist, should be given a stamp of approval by the Congressional Black Caucus Institute or any important black institution.
Color of Change offers a video of examples of the network's alleged bias on its website.
Barack Obama is associated with a racist church.
They really are quite cultish, quite separatist.
Mr. Rush, Sam Combs, I have a question. Are you questioning Barack Obama's Christianity?
Yeah.
A Fox spokesman said the network had no comment on the efforts to call off the CBC-sponsored debate. The CBC Institute says it's proceeding with its agreement with Fox and will determine the format and select the panelists. Democratic Congressman Mel Watt of North Carolina sits on the Institute's board.
I really think this is much ado about nothing. We ought to be focusing on what the candidates are saying in the debates. The only thing that concerns me about it is that some of the candidates have decided that they are not coming.
Those who have announced they won't take part in the CBC-Fox debate are the top three Democrats in the polls at this early stage of the race, former Senator John Edwards and Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Watt says that's a shame. He says he often hears opinions on TV and radio that he vehemently disagrees with.
We ought to be encouraging debates through whatever forums we can, in as many different contexts as we can.
This is the second time online Democratic activists have targeted Fox's involvement with a Democratic debate. Last month, the Democratic Party in Nevada canceled a planned debate to be carried on Fox there. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.